You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. An Elon Musk-funded group is offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition in opposition to, quote, activist judges. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The move comes 2 weeks before the state's high-stakes nonpartisan Supreme Court election and after Musk's Political Action Committee made a similar proposal last year in battleground states. Musk Political Action Committee, America PAC, announced the petition in a post on X Thursday night. Campaign for Susan Crawford, the Democratic-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, says Musk is trying to buy votes ahead of the April 1st election.
Musk and Republicans are backing Brad Schimmel, who received an endorsement from President Donald Trump this weekend. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel appeared in La Crosse yesterday as part of a statewide tour called Save Wisconsin. Schimmel was endorsed by President Donald Trump in the officially nonpartisan race for the state's highest court. Spending on the state Supreme Court race has already gone over $70 million, a record. Opponent Susan Crawford is also doing a statewide tour and will be in La Crosse tomorrow. The spring election is on Tuesday, April 1st. Early voting is underway this week. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate in last fall's general election, held a town hall in Rochester on Saturday. Walz has been holding town halls to voice opposition to the current federal government. Republicans criticized Walz for not holding town halls in several years and for holding previous events in other states recently, including Wisconsin, where he is not an elected official. Democrats have been holding in-person events in Republican districts where representatives have avoided such appearances. Gas prices are on the rise this week. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices jumped over 19 cents during the past week for an average of $3.05 today. This is 20.4 cents higher than a month ago, but more than 34 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the spike in prices has nothing to do with politics or tariffs, which remain paused. The jump was driven by the final step in the transition to summer gasoline across much of the nation, which happens every year.
Here in La Crosse, the average price for a gallon of gas topped out at $3.10 over the weekend and now sits in line with the statewide average to start the week. The Viroqua Family Restaurant will be closed until further notice after a fire on Saturday. The Viroqua Fire Department said that they arrived after being called to the fire to find heavy smoke and flames coming from the building. While the fire was quickly contained, the building had significant heat and fire damage. No one was hurt and no one was inside the restaurant when it caught on fire. In a social media post, the restaurant thanked firefighters and wrote that their family and staff look forward to greeting customers again someday. In-person absentee voting is underway in La Crosse. You can vote in-person absentee today and tomorrow at City Hall from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Later this week, three other locations will have voting hours as well. A list of locations and voting hours is available at lacrosseeagle.com. In addition to statewide races, La Crosse voters will pick a new mayor and three school board members during the spring election. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. La Crosse voters will decide on a new mayor this spring. Shondell Washington Spivey, a community organizer and volunteer who earned both the most votes in February's primary and the endorsement of the Democratic Party, will face La Crosse City Council President Chris Kahlo in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election in the officially nonpartisan race. In last week's mayoral debate, the candidates split on how to deal with the city's homeless population and how to attract young families to the city. Area school boards will have contested elections on the Tuesday, April 1st spring election ballot. Six candidates are on the ballot for La Crosse, although one, Kevin Hunt, announced he is no longer seeking the office, leaving five people for three seats. Three incumbents are among five candidates for three seats in West Salem, while Onalaska has two incumbents among three candidates for two seats on its school board. There are also contested school board races in Cashton, Melrose Mindoro, and Westby. Board members are elected to three-year terms. The two candidates for state superintendent met last night in a virtual forum. Jill Underley is facing a challenge for Brittany Kinzer in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election. The two candidates provided very different views about the state of education in Wisconsin. Kinzer said that public education is failing in the state's largest city.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Kinzer said she would work to eliminate bureaucracy and restore previous testing standards. Underly says the state has improved over the last 4 years.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real. But our work isn't done.
Underly said Wisconsin just had its highest graduation rate ever. The Board of Public Works meets today to go over a handful of items, including changing the time restrictions for parking on the 700 blocks of East Avenue North and Merrick Park Drive. Then the International Committee meets to go over updates to the committee directory and website and to approve a funding request for several upcoming events. Four other committees in the city are scheduled to meet later this week, including the Economic and Community Development Commission, to consider applying for several grants. State legislators are holding public hearings on the upcoming state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulotz.
Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings are April 2nd at Kakana High School, April 4th at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Hayward High School, and April 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. People wanting to speak will need to fill out a form on arrival.
Republicans are ignoring Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal and building their own budget from base. Home sales are increasing in Wisconsin, but so are home sale prices. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association's February report was released Thursday, and it shows the median price for a home in the state is now $305,000. That's almost an 11% increase over 12 months. The lack of available housing inventory means it's still a strong seller's market. Mortgage rates are up a bit. Average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 6.84%, up from 6.78% in February of 2024.
Housing affordability is expected to stay low with high demand, low supply, and high mortgage rates. The local high school sports season wrapped up with the state high school boys basketball championships in Madison on Saturday. First, it was Cochrane Fountain City earning their first ever state title by defeating Sheboygan Lutheran 60-54 after shooting 56% from the field. Then Aquinas dominated Bondwell 74-45, notching a 59% shooting mark, including 46% from three. It was the fifth state title for the Blue Golds. Now attention turns to spring sports, which began last week with track and field. Temperatures will steadily increase throughout the week, starting off today with highs right around seasonal averages. The Cooley region will top out near 50 degrees today. By Friday, we could see highs well into the 60s and even 70 in some places. We'll have chances of rain several times this week, but the next best shot of precipitation happens this weekend, right before temperatures fall back to normal on Sunday. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Badgers women win the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Ohio State 4-3. Kirsten Sims with two goals, one to tie it up, the other for the win in overtime.
All year, we have been unbelievable all year, top to bottom. This team has had so much depth. There's so much talent everywhere. To just be able to come out on top and prove it time and time again, and then to really prove it in a game like this, and this is a huge adverse game that we had to go through, and to be able to still come out on top just shows how incredible of a group this is, and I couldn't be happy enough for us.
It's the eighth time the Badgers have won the women's national title under head coach Mark Johnson, who praised Sims' performance.
National championship game, if you miss, the game's probably over. Then it comes down to who wants to step up. A couple players mentioned Kirsten. The ownership's hers. I'll take it. Okay, go get it.
There's a team celebration open to fans tonight at the LeBron Arena in Madison. NBA, the Bucks are in Phoenix against the Suns. Milwaukee beating the Kings over the weekend 114-108. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that Paul Thomas Anderson's new film will be out soon. The director hasn't had a new release since 2021's Licorice Pizza. A teaser trailer just dropped for the film One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina Hall, and Benicio del Toro. The film tells the story of a group of ex-revolutionaries who rescue one of their colleagues' daughters. One Battle After Another is expected in theaters in September of this year. Remember when politicians used to actually step down after scandals? There was Illinois Congressman Dan Rostenkowski. Horribly divisive postage stamp scandal that led to his exit from politics, and of course Al Franken, who stepped down years ago after a controversial photo. I'm sure there were others too. Rostenkowski is a terrible actor, but luckily Al Franken still has chops. He is headed back to the Senate, this time in a fictitious role on the show Residence, a mystery that dropped on Netflix last week. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is the secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch? Many would say is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. It looks like there will be a season 3 of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season 2 finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season 3 after there was a huge gap in between seasons 1 and 2, thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season 1. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune into Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want to star, or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down through the day today. Mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.